listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. In the Book of Mormon, the prophet Alma is at one point exchanging words with an antichrist named Korihor. Now, Korihor keeps asking Alma to show him a sign that there is a God. In chapter 30, verse 44, Alma answers him and says, "All things denote there is a God, yea, even the earth and all things that are upon the face of it." It's so amazing and wonderful to just look around and see all of these evidences that show God's existence, the beauty of nature, an inspiring song or work of art, and that the scriptures themselves can be evidence that God is real and that he wants us to enjoy the things that he has placed on the earth. Well, recently, the University of California, Berkeley, conducted a study on the effect of that awe-inspiring emotion and how it can have an effect on our health. They defined these emotions as in the upper reaches of pleasure and on the boundary of fear. Isn't that interesting? Well, the study found that people who regularly encounter beautiful artwork, spend time in nature, and participate in spiritual practices experienced these positive feelings on a greater level and had lower levels of inflammation in their bodies. So fascinating. Well, high amounts of inflammation can lead, of course, to heart disease, Alzheimer's, depression, and autoimmune disease, among other chronic diseases. Jennifer Steller, a co-author of the study, said, "Rather than seeing a walk through the park or a trip in the museum as an indulgence, we hope that people will view these kinds of experiences as important ways to promote a healthy body in addition to a healthy mind." This study also found that regularly experiencing these emotions can boost your creative thinking, inspire you to personally progress, and help you to be more productive throughout your day. The quote of the day, in the June 2014 New Era magazine, Elder Dallin H. Oaks is quoted as saying, "At some time in our lives, each of us needs to be lifted up from a depression, from a sense of foreboding or inadequacy, or just from a plateau of spiritual mediocrity. Because it raises our spirits and helps us resist evil and seek good, I believe that feelings of uplift can be communicated by reading the scriptures or by enjoying wholesome music, art, or literature." A good excuse to get out and do something inspiring. Well, for other content to give you awe-inspiring emotions, visit mormonchannel.org and especially check out the video "Our Earth, Our Home," about the beautiful and diverse planet that we live on and the people we share it with. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.